turn to stone. I just wanna be your easy rider. Let me bring it all back home. We got the time, I got the place. Baby, you got what it takes. Turn down the noise from the street. Let's make some midnight heat. Make some midnight heat. Make some midnight heat. Make some midnight
I can't eat, let's just let me tear it up.
Let me tear it up.
Tear it down.
I can't sleep, let's just let me tear it up.
Let me tear it up.
Tear the walls down.
I can't walk, let's just let me tear it up.
Let me tear it up.
Tear it down.
And I can't talk, let's just let me tear it up.
Bo Diddley, come on, wreck it.
Yeah.
damn. History's quick on that sick guitar lick. Oh, Billy, how could we ever forget? Jam, 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 jam. Tear the walls down. Jam, 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 jam. Come on, how could we ever forget?
Let me tear up.
Okay, everybody, let's take some time and go into all the stuff that we heard in this last 50 minutes or so. The last tune was a tune called Wreck It. And it was Chuck D, Bo Diddley, Bernie Worrell, and Scott Free. Now, Wreck It is under the title of the group called Monkeys Striking Matches. That's right, Monkeys Striking Matches. And it says Banana Atomic Mass from 2005. I couldn't find it in my my collection in my pile of junk here, so I had to give Bob Davis a call and see if he could find it for me, because I know he had it. So we wanted to like talk about that. That was one of the questions that I wanted to talk to Chuck D this past week about, but I didn't get a chance to ask him. Instead, we talked about the Little Richard special that one of his associates produced. But that was one tune that I really wanted to talk to y'all about. Okay? Yeah, it's called Wreck It. Monkeys Striking Matches. That's all you need to know. You just type that in and it should pull that song right up for you. All right. Okay. Some of the other stuff we heard. We heard from Van Morrison. Yeah, Van Morrison. We also heard from Chuck D. Beat Crew. And Dreams of Being a Rap Star. We heard that. We heard from Northern Soul. Okay, Northern Soul. And as we look at our other list, we had, and we're going to go backwards on this one, Natural Born Love Machine, new music from Coco Montoya, some new music from Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram called Midnight Heat, a live set, new Van Morrison, live. From Agape LA, courtesy of Agape LA. And we heard Going Down to Joy, Van Morrison. Yeah, new stuff from him. Glenn Chandler, who passed away in August. Very popular songwriter who wrote songs for Bob Dylan. He wrote a tune called Murder on the Roads of Alabama. Yeah, so we hope you got into that. A brief interview with Chuck D, and he was talking about songs that shook the planet. But Chuck was talking about a lot of the things that he discussed in this brief interview with the person from ABC News. So we hope you got into that. And if you missed seeing Chuck D the other day, sponsored by One Hood, those are some of the things that he talked about. All right. Ah, let me see what else here. Also, Bo Diddley. Diddley Daddy. That's what we started off with. Yeah, Diddley Daddy. Bo Diddley. Started off with Bo Diddley and we ended up with Bo Diddley. I had Bo Diddley on the brain for the past couple of days, so I had to like do some research and make some phone calls and find all that. So we hope you enjoyed all of those different things there, gave you some education and entertainment.
Young hit the symphony, the ultimate mind.
Gangsta boy. Blood fire, gun fire.
Hear me when I say,
fight up, fight up,
fight up,
fight up.
I abide with Jah.
Rise up, rise up,
rise up, rise up. Say I am a
Rastafari soldier.
Me no drive no jeep and tanker. Say
Rastafari soldier.
Me no deal with no mass murder. Hey,
Rastafari soldier.
In a Jah army, I just love. And love, I am on side. You hear now? You hear me now? Stop the fuss and stop the fight. To unite, things and time must tell for it's dead. So we no want no war. So everybody come line up, line up, line up. You hear me now?
Say
hear me when I say. Abide with Jah.
Rise up, rise up,
rise up,
rise up.
Cause I am a
Rastafari soldier.
When I drive no jeep and tanker, hey.
Rastafari soldier.
When I deal with no mass murder, oh.
Rastafari soldier.
In a Jah army, I just love.
Rastafari soldier.
Peace and love, I am a. Jeep and tanker, hey.
Rastafari soldier.
In a Jah army, I just love.
Rastafari soldier.
Peace and love, I am a. Peace and love, Natty Jedlock. You hear me now?
Yes, I. What Africa needs today. Africa need love. Africa need unity. Africa need you. You need Africa.
Lord of mercy, yes. African children, unite, unite. Ethiopian children, unite, unite. Yeah, yeah. Take your shield and buckler and stand up for yourself. African children, unite, unite. You know, see, it's been a while in the wilderness, very so long. Rome fall, yet still we out there. I say this to one and all, I be telling you. Mystery Babylon fall like a domino. Kwame and Kuma was right. Please times we get, we gon' turn up and fight. Big continent for us to exploit. The thief left for here, but them a come back at night. Black mark of God, the children, unite, unite. Ethiopian children, unite, unite. Yeah, yeah. Take your shield and buckler and stand up for your health. African children, unite, unite. You know, see my heart beat Africa, not because I was born there. Lost in exile, then rising these last days. I keep a picture of Africa in a wall frame. Let's get together now, how can we be our days? Check the timeline, sometimes then you go find life. Defeated man, just don't give up, read and check the fine line. Things are the truth, we getting up, we work so hard with Friday night. Then we shall rise up and live right. African children, unite, unite. Ethiopian children, unite, unite. Yeah, yeah. Take your shield and buckler and stand up for yourself. African children, unite, unite. African children, unite, unite. Ethiopian children, unite, unite. Yeah. praying. Take your shield and buckler and stand up for yourself. African children, unite, unite.
Thank you. everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke, but what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Big ups and greetings and hello to all the massive out there that are tuned in right now. This is Dubmatics and you're listening to One to One with Kevin Amos on WRCT Pittsburgh. And you know what I'm going to say? Don't change that dial because you know we want to make you smile.
business. X-Matic, Dubmatics, Toronto, Canada, Bandaden.
Dubmatic, Rancho, can I fly, sir?
Tree and the gritty. Welcome back to Liquid Means Rewind on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Negative. From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
My family moved to the west side of Detroit. We lived on the north end, but we moved to the west side during the senior year. But I wanted to be with my friends, and it was before it was a requirement that you go to school in your own district. So my parents allowed me to take 3 buses to get to Pershing, and I would hang out with my friends, and then I had 3 more buses from 7 Mile and Ryan to get to 12 Mile and Mound Road. And I'm telling you, John, along the way, the habit that I had encountered with my ability to go from one place to the other, the bus drivers expected me and would wait for me. Mm-hmm. When I got to 8 Mile in Van Dyke, I had to take a suburban bus,
right?
You know, to get down to 12 Mile Road. But there was a hamburger joint right there on the corner. And this guy would make hamburgers and stuff for me every day. And the bus drivers would wait for me. They would drop me off at locations so that I wouldn't have to walk across a busy road.
Jeanette Abraham, founder, president, and CEO of JMA Global LLC, a 100% minority and woman-owned company. Abraham spent the majority of her career working for General Motors Corporation from the time she was a 16-year-old co-op student attending Pershing High School in Detroit, Michigan. It was there where she was nurtured and earned both her undergraduate and graduate degrees. She spent many years in leadership roles as part of GM's management team. In 2000, Abraham purchased a 51% ownership in Detroit Heavy, a supplier of fasteners such as bolts and screws to the automotive industry. In 2001, she founded JMA Logistics, a multi-million dollar Tier 1 Detroit automotive supplier. Abraham is one of the top 10 African-American female entrepreneurs in the country. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, JMA Global, LLC, with founder, president, and CEO Jeanette Abraham, Part 2, In Black America.
When I got off of the podium there speaking, Chuck O'Brien came over to me, and he says, I'm going to call you. I want to speak to you. And so his wife later told me that when I was speaking, he said to her, she's the one. Like, he picked me to be his partner in business because of my work ethic and the things that I had done. And then he enticed me further by saying, this opportunity is yours if you want it, because I'm not asking anybody else. What do you do with that? You go, wow. So I did. I believe intuitively that things that are for me may not be for everybody. I feel when it's right or when I should lay back and if I should go or no go. And so I told him I'm going to need some time, you know, just to pray about this.
Jeanette Abraham is in a league of her own as one of the only African-American female automotive suppliers in the automobile industry. As the founder and president of JMA Global LLC, a multi-million dollar Tier 1 Detroit automotive supplier, she has earned titles like Trailblazer, Living Legend, and Top 10 Entrepreneurs in the Nation. Starting out as a 16-year-old John J. Pershing High School co-op student with General Motors, Abraham has shown that determination and hard work can lead to a successful career in the automotive industry. Her company supplies fasteners to General Motors, Ford, Stellantis, and other auto suppliers around the world. Abraham has changed the game by getting a seat at the table dominated by men in the past. She has built a company that has stood the test of time. She is driven by a desire to allow people, like herself, a chance to grow and make a good living. Today, JMA Global is certified by the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council and the Women Business Enterprise National Council. On today's program, we conclude our conversation with Jeanette Abraham.
I would mentor his company, and he would show me